11 and 12-year-olds. It's Escanaba today taking on St. Clair. St. Clair from District 7 down in the Port Huron area. And, of course, the Escanaba girls, one of three UP teams in this tournament. The other two have since been eliminated. Ishpeming did not make it out of pool play, but they did lose two one-run games, including one that went nine innings a couple of days ago. Marquette played in the quarterfinals of this tournament this morning, and Marquette got beaten by Bullock Creek from Midland 11-1. So the lone UP team left is Escanaba playing St. Clair here today. And there's some history with these two sets of ladies because they played each other last year in the state finals in Gladstone at age 11. And now most of these girls are at age 12. Ava Jackson will be in the circle for Escanaba. Cameron Cody in the circle for St. Clair. We'll get her started. State quarterfinal action in 60 seconds.
If your vehicle is in need of some TLC under the hood, choose Advanced Tech Services Center of Escanaba. From an oil change to a major overhaul, Advanced Tech provides exceptional service for all makes and models. Featuring state and ASE certified technicians and conveniently located in the heart of Escanaba's major shopping area, alongside Walmart and behind Drifter's Restaurant. For more information, visit AdvancedTechUP.com or search Advanced Tech on Facebook. Advanced Tech Services Center of Escanaba.
Time is measured in so many ways. It can be the hardest thing to get through some days. Simple acts of kindness can help those struggling. You'll be amazed how easy it is to put a smile on someone's face. A simple gesture that you give to someone may make it their best day in a long time. Even those that seem to have everything together need kindness. Find time for daily acts of kindness and watch the awesomeness unfold. A message from your friends at Crawford Funeral Homes.
All right, back here then in Marquette as we get ready for the first pitch of the game. They already did the preliminaries earlier, so right now we have Cameron Cody going through her warm-up tosses for St. Clair. Glad you're with us on 93.5 FM and 600 AM here in Escanaba. And then here in Marquette, you can hear on AM 1320 WDMJ around the city of Marquette. And, of course, online at rrnsports.com. Escanaba, the visiting team, Izzy Perriman will come to the plate, followed by Braylon Grandchamp, Adeline Humbert, Kinsley Williams, and Addison Stropich in that order. Then Gabby Parlato.
Starting off for Escanaba, Brenda Pizovitz, Isabel Perriman.
Ava Jackson, Ava Rhino, Kohler Hayes, Bryn Lucas, and Taylor Williams. And it's the roster batting, so everybody bats. So we're ready for the first pitch of this quarterfinal game, and it's tapped foul first base side. First pitch thrown out at 159 here in Marquette. They've been planning this. I mean, I was talking with Justin Gustafson, the Marquette coach, last year when we were down in Jackson at the state tournament. Pitch misses for ball one. They count 1-1. 1-1, 1-1. This one swung on and popped up. Foul ground. It's off her glove, so we will do it again. But I remember last year, Gus talking about, getting all this organized. And it does take a lot. Foul ball straight back, so Perryman's still in there. Leading off here in the first inning, Izzy Perriman. And she takes ball two. Long at bat for her. Starting off against the St. Clair pitcher, Cameron Cody. And another foul ball, first base side. So at this rate, we're going to have a suspended game because of darkness. Still 2-2 on Izzy Perryman. Swung on and missed strike three. So one out. And it'll bring up Braylon Grandchamp.
Number 11, Braylon Grandchamp.
Well, the award that time won by Cameron Cody, the St. Clair pitcher. They are wearing their usual patriotic outfits, white, red, and blue. This one tapped foul, pass first. One out, nobody on for Escanaba here in the top of the first inning. We are the last quarterfinal of the day. The other three are done. And there's a strike over the outside corner, so that's two on Grandchamp. Todd Milkowitz, the head coach for Escanaba. He's been around a long time coaching softball in Escanaba. There's two TV guys here, one from Channel 6, one from Channel 19. Two strikes it remains on Grandchamp, the pitch to her. She fouls another one off, first base side. The only other District 10 team playing today is tonight in Quinnesec. It'll be the 11 and 12-year-old boys. This one swung out and smacked up the middle, cut off at short, and the throw to first is in time for the out. 6-3. Nice play for the shortstop there for St. Clair. And they did not give us the numbers for the positions, but I can tell you that that is Macy Kubrick, who made the play, number 22. Adeline Humbert, the batter for Escanaba. She takes that down low for ball one. So 6:30 tonight, 5:30 Central, Escanaba's major boys will play Norway in the loser's bracket final over in Quinnesec. This one's fouled away over by the Escanaba Eskimos tent that some of the parents have set up just to my right to keep the sun off them here this afternoon. A ball and a strike on Addie Humbert. The pitch swung on and hit into right field, and it is down for a base hit. She almost caught it just above the grass blades. But Humbert gets the base hit. And so Kinsley Williams will be the batter now for Escanaba. State tournament action. The winner of this tournament goes to the regionals in Indiana, the Indianapolis area, although not in the same spot it used to be back in the day. Here's ball one to Kinsley Williams. They got the brand new Central Regional facility down there. This pitch is upstairs, and the count is 2-0 on Williams. Escanaba trying to get off to a good start, just as they did yesterday against Grosse Pointe. Puts the bat out for a fake bunt steal. The throw to second will be in time. Oh, my goodness. Wow. Escanaba's coaches are asking for the other umpires to weigh in on this. There are four of them out there. But that appeared to be a bad call. They're telling Braylon to, Addie to stand on second base. And now they're going to give up the fight, and she's out, and so is Escanaba. Wow, that was a tough one there. We go to the bottom of the first. Escanaba nothing. St. Clair coming to bat in 90 seconds.
At Elmhurst County Market, we're pleased to help support high school sports. Hockey, football, basketball, cheer, wrestling, baseball. We back all our local teams by holding fundraisers, making donations, and supporting this broadcast. Please keep in mind, the money you spend local stays local. Thanks for choosing Elmhurst County Market and allowing us to continue to support our community.
Your super duper value store.
Find us on elmersfresh.com, Instagram, and Facebook.
Picture this. You're sipping coffee in your kitchen. In 95 minutes, you're airborne, bound for anywhere your heart desires. Imagine bypassing the long lines to distant airports. Feel the ease of free parking just steps from your gate. Envision the simplicity of flying local, the comfort of being close to home. Now open your eyes and see yourself at Delta County Airport, your getaway to the world. Start your journey at flyesc.com.
One size fits all. That may be all right for an adjustable belt or cheap sunglasses, but when it comes to your financial needs, no one wants a one-size-fits-all strategy. Hi, I'm Cheryl Raines, your local Edward Jones financial advisor. My most important goals are yours. That's why I take the time to understand your needs so I can recommend personalized strategies with your goals in mind. Stop by my office at 843 North Lincoln Road in Escanaba. Knowing you, that's how Edward Jones makes sense of investing. Member SIPC.
When it comes to sports, we bring it home on News Talk 600, WCHT, Escanaba, Gladstone.
All right, Macy Kerbert leading off for St. Clair here in the bottom of the first inning. The first pitch in for a strike. The second one, she rolls up there like a bowling ball, and it's ball one. There's strike two on the inside corner. Boy, that was a real tough call at second base to end the top of this inning against Escanaba. 1-2 pitch. Swung on and grounded to short. The throw across is in plenty of time. Nicely done by Kinsley Williams. One out and
44,
Mariana Mullins, the batter now. She's a left-handed batter, wears number 44 for St. Clair. District 7 champs. Big cut and a miss. And the count 0-1. Ava Jackson in the circle for Escanaba. That one is high off the catcher's mitt. And that will make the count 1-1. No score, bottom of the first inning. State quarterfinals here in Marquette at the state tournament. A little shorter of a trip than it was last year when we went down to Jackson for that tournament. 2-1 now, the count on Mullins. Inside, it's 3-1. Escanaba, two wins in pool play, and then they did lose yesterday to Grosse Pointe after having a 4-0 lead and coughed it up, lost 8-4. Strike on the outside corner makes it 3-2. One out, nobody on for St. Clair here in the first inning. Ava Jackson is ready. She delivers, and it's popped up. Foul ground behind us. And the count remains 3-2. Again, that's the only other District 10 game is in Quinnesec tonight. There'll be 9 and 10-year-olds starting up later this week. There's a fly ball in the right field corner, foul. And 9 and 10-year-old boys and girls tournaments set for this weekend. 3-2 now. The count on Mullins. Right-hander Ava Jackson delivers, and it's popped up back behind us again. Escanaba with the black uniforms with the orange pinstripes, the orange numbers and letters. Another 3-2 count here on Mullins. And she swings and hits a fly ball to right field, and it's out of the reach of Izzy Perryman and into second base, standing up is Mariana Mullins.
With a great hit by number 44, brings up number 16, Cameron Cody.
So the pitcher, Cameron Cody, will be the batter now. Grosse Pointe won their game earlier today over Roger City, 16-0. Bowock Creek defeated Marquette 11-1. And Roger City won their game 4-0. I believe it was against Alpena. There's a strike in at the knees. It's a 1-1 count on the left-handed batting Cameron Cody. Mackenzie Becker on deck for St. Clair. There's a shot to center field. The overhead up against the fence. And she falls down going around third, and she has to go back. And then at second base, she overslid the bag there and got back safe. So two shots off the bats of Mullins and Cody. Now this one is tapped foul third base side. Second and third and one out for St. Clair. Nice change up there, a swing and a miss. Strike two on Mackenzie Becker. Now time is called, and St. Clair's coach coming out to tie her girl's shoe. None of my coaches ever tied my shoe. I always had to do it myself. What's up with that? Ah, man. That's just too nice of a lady there. That pitch upstairs for ball one from Ava Jackson. We are in the first inning, one out. Runners at second and third for St. Clair, threatening to get the early jump. Ooh, outside. She just missed the corner. And it's a 2-2 count on Mackenzie Becker, the number four hitter in the order for St. Clair. Strike three called. Nice pitch.
Now up to bat number five.
Ava Jackson with the strikeout. Two out. And it'll bring up Meadow Curris. Two on, two out. And Ava gets a strike in there. Oh, yeah, the Grosse Pointe jerseys. They're back with their neon green jerseys. That pitch up high and the count 1-1 on Karras. No score, first inning. St. Clair with runners on second and third. And a shot to second. She's got to stop it and throws it away. And two runs score on the error.
With a great hit, brings up number 8, Bree Mullen.
So the score is 2-0 St. Clair after the throwing error. She made a good stop on that ball, but then she just threw it way over the first baseman's head.
Got to go through the order first. You have to go through the order one time before you can do that, right? Yeah.
This one popped up foul back behind us. And the count 0-1. That's St. Clair was trying to get in a courtesy runner for their catcher. but you can't do that until everybody has batted at least once. So she's going to have to run. Change up from Jackson, misses, ball one. So Escanaba with three errors here in the first inning. Just got to make the plays when you've got them, and Esky girls have not yet. Now the count is 2-2. And strike three call will finally end.